It's over a year now since the GAA launched their ASAP programme, that's Alcohol and Substance Abuse Prevention. Since then, Ulster has once again led the way in rolling out the programme to all 9 counties, with officers now in every county and indeed in the bulk of the clubs. It's been a success story, but there's still more work to do, as Provincial Officer Aileen Toole explained.
I think a couple of years into the programme, we've come a long way, Paddy. At the start, it was a bit of a slow burner, but we always expected it to be because it was something a bit different in terms of what GAA clubs are used to associating with. But I think quite quickly everyone realised the importance of the programme and the benefits that it would bring to membership. And as such, they responded by nominating officers, and now a lot of clubs would have policies in place. Others are still at the stage of developing their policy, but the vast majority would be at the stage of having a policy in place and now implementing it.
The GAA playing a pivotal role once again in other issues away from sport. And that's no surprise, as they have the biggest membership in any sporting organisation in the country.
Absolutely, and I think that's been key to the success of a lot of the programmes that I've been involved in the wider health agenda. Some people would maybe view that the clubs have enough to be doing without needing to take on programmes such as this, but club members themselves have told me and just the value of how they see programmes such as the ASAP programme, Live to Play, the Road Safety programme and others such as that. So really the response that they've given to programmes has reflected on the importance that they place on them.
The role of ASAP officers in clubs, in counties and indeed at provincial level is about advice and getting the message out there that there is help. People on the front line are there to help, such as Project Officer from TIPSA, Eugene O'Gowan, and first of all, Alcohol and Substance Abuse Coordinator, Barbara Ward.
One of the things I like to bring to the GAA is to make them aware of all the services that are actually available that people can partake in or use if they are experiencing difficulties or if they're concerned about relatives or friends that may be having problems with either alcohol or drug use.
The GAA have approached it in a very intelligent manner. They're not looking for clubs to be experts, they're looking for clubs to hook in with their local providers. And through the different drugs and alcohol coordination teams, there is lots of help and support out there. And that'll be one of the real positives of this initiative, that every club will eventually be aware of all the help and support agencies that are available to them. It has to be remembered that all the different projects that are out there under the various coordination teams, everyone does their own little bit in their own area. I think it's important just from our own point of view to talk about our website, which is www.tipsa.co.uk. That's there 24 hours a day, and if people can't get someone in the office, they can go onto that website, and we have links to about 28 different help and support agencies, and there's factual information there as well. So hopefully if it's an out and hours and people are in a crisis situation, they'll be fit to get something useful there or pointed in the right direction.
So help is available, it's just finding it, and through the ASAP programme it's hoped that GAA clubs will be able to direct people in the right direction. That's certainly the message coming from National Coordinator of the ASAP programme, Brendan Murphy.
Clubs have really kind of stepped up to it, because initially it was a lot of stuff that was outside of people's comfort zone, you know, where they're saying, God, you know, will I have to be the person who's there kind of approaching people about their drinking and doing this and doing that? And when I suppose we got evenings again like we're having here this evening, where we're saying to people, no, what we're doing, we're putting a policy in place, it has guidelines, it has structures, there's a lot of support from local agencies, there's a whole background of kind of county and provincial officer support behind this, as well as the national office, people started to feel like, okay, I'm not on my own in this, you know, and they've stepped up and they've actually started to do not just the initial work that we'd hope people would do, but actually a lot more. So things like running drug and alcohol prevention workshops in clubs, linking in with local drug and alcohol services for prevention days, all sorts of things like that. So it's been very positive.
And Brendan admits Ulster are once again to the forefront.
Yeah, it's certainly been the case, you know, that I think Ulster overall took to the programme quicker than the rest of the country. I can say that, I suppose, from having a good kind of overview of the different provinces and how they went to it. And I mean, with people like Cuthbert Donnelly here as the county officer just promoting it, you know, tirelessly, it's been great, you know. And what we've gotten in terms of support from the Ulster Provincial Council and with Aileen Toole there has just been smashing altogether. So, you know, it's no wonder that they're doing as well as they are.
And if you need further information on the Alcohol and Substance Abuse Prevention Programme, you can contact Aileen Toole at aileen.toole.ulster@ga.ie.